anyone in the room ever heard of bounce music? I write for the bounce music people. For the people who haven't heard of bounce music, I'm going to play, Brett's going to play an excerpt from you from a larger piece.
First, you take a song like this by Vanessa Carson, A Thousand Miles. We know the song is a bit old, but once you bounce that song, it's like the number one song in the club that everybody wants to dance to. So then you take a beat from one of the hottest DJs in New Orleans, such as DJ Blackie Mouth. Then you mix them together. So you've taken a slow song and put it with this fast beat, and you have something that you can bop in the club.
All right, so a lot of people in the audience might be wondering what a song about, or what a news story about bounce music is doing in an hour-long documentary about a hurricane.
I would personally say that bounce music, to me and to other people from New Orleans, it was something that was very familiar to us. It was something that we could recognize with, and it was something that made us feel like we were at home. I remember being in my dorm room, and my friend's like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "I miss home." And he was like, "What you want?" I was like, "Some bounce music." And he sent me up a CD, and I played the CD all day in my car, all the time. I was listening to it on my iPod, walking to my class. It was something that, even though I was not at home, it made me feel at home. And I can tell you, all the kids from New Orleans, if they heard it, it was something that instantly that gave them a spark and gave them some hope that something, that our city was going to come back. So that's why I like it.
And if you think about New Orleans and its what commodities New Orleans has, its culture is the number one commodity. And if you think about the trauma that was done to that city with the hurricane, one of the main traumas is all of this culture going to be washed away. So doing a story about music has relevance because it's part of the inherent culture. And it's also a way to talk about trauma and not, "I'm going to stab you in the stomach, make you cry" kind of way.